soup over it and a cream of mushroom or celery over it. And that's all you put over it. And you put, then you put it in the oven. You, of course, you won't put your pepper and salt on it. And then you put it in the oven and put this heavy aluminum foil just over the top of it. And cook it, and you have never tasted such gravy and such chicken in your life.
And you put the aluminum foil over it. And
I'll put
how
the,
long did you...
Well, I cook it till it's done.
Does that take about an hour?
And sometimes it'll take long and sometimes not. But then you can, cause the chickens are not always the same age. And then you put, you can brown the chicken a little bit before you put it in. And then it'll be brown. But then when you think that it's done, you feel, stick your fork in and see it's tender. Then take the foil off and let it stay in there and brown a little. But that gravy just, I love gravy anyhow. Oh, it's so good. And it lasts a long time too. Because you can use the gravy for a long time.
Well, that sounds good. I have to try that.
Try that.
It sounds simple too.
Just simple as can be. And it's as good as it can be.
Do you mix the two soups together first?
No, I just open one soup and put it on, and then open the other and put it on. But I put my chicken, place my chicken in my casserole like I want. I generally have a long one to put it in. Oh, it's good. I want you to try that.
Yeah, I'll have to try.
And you let me know if you like it.
I will. It sounds like it'd be simple that I couldn't do anything wrong with it.
No, you couldn't do anything wrong.
And it usually takes about an hour or a little more to cook it. You cook it about 350 or?
Yeah. But you cook it so, just put it in the oven and cook it. I love to cook everything in the oven that I can. And then if you want to bake potatoes, you can bake potatoes while you're cooking that. Or anything else you want to cook. I put them in. I have this what do you call that?
Corning.
Don't you love that?
Oh, that's wonderful.
You take it right out of a freezer and put it on the stove.
Put it right on the stove.
But I have burned it in every one of mine, but of course I get a bit out.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe I'll have be listening to a television. Have that thing on and I'm paying any attention.
Oh yeah, that's easy to do.
And I have burnt up more pans than anybody. And when Dorothy first married, she had never cooked on she never had cooked. She always would tell me what she'd want when we'd have company and taste it to see if I had it seasoned correctly. And that would be all. I didn't want her to be cook because I wanted her to put her time on the studies and the books. So that's what she did. Well, then when she went up there one day, she was cooking and she thought she turned one thing on and she turned on another burner. And so it burnt. She looked in where she thought she had the water, and it was still there. And then she didn't know what else, and went on again, waiting. And when she went in there again, that other thing wasn't even on the stove. It had melted and gone down through the stove. Well, she didn't know what in the world to do.
Oh, I know it.
You know, it's that big thing that the... So she called the plumber. And she